Good morning. It's Monday, March 24th, and that means two things. An RSS feed will never betray you, and it's time for the Lighting Industry News Brief, brought to you by Keystone Technologies and the Linta. This is an architectural linear pendant. It's elegant, it's modern, it's versatile. There's multiple connection types, so you can do L's, J's, X's, all sorts of things you need to get. T's, many letters, so you can use these, so you can mount these in a bunch of ways. 8 connections on one power source. They're 3 inches wide, uplight, downlight on a switch, CCT on a switch, power levels on a switch. This is light made easy. This is KeystoneTech.com. Check out the link in the description. But into the news. Signify has announced their plans for the closure of their San Marcos factory. Operations will end May 16th. Border States has bought Dominion Electric Supply. No details on price, but the owners will transition to new roles within Border States. The U.S. DOE has announced new grants for retrofits at schools, with $180 million being split across K-12 facilities across the country. Sonepar has bought Madison Electric and Standard Electric. No details on the price of those two places. Workers at Current Lighting's Christiansburg, Virginia facility have not had a contract for a full year. They held a rally, 4 races. This is the facility they bought from Hubble. The Federal Highway Administration wants to waive Buy American rules. This has been a 40-year policy, but it's holding up projects now. The IES has published RP46, that is, Supporting the Physiological and Behavioral Effects of Lighting in Interior Daytime Environments, which is to say, some actual data and best practices for circadian effective lighting, and that's in their lighting library. We have a pending RFP. We have an announcement of an announcement. The DLC will begin work looking on an NLC to and HVAC integration toolkit. They're going to be looking for contractors to respond to propose what they should do about that. Edison Report's 9th Annual Lifetime Achievement Awards were presented, with 12 pros being recognized. Lighting exports from Guangdong are up 41%. With more than $400 million sold in just 2 months this year. MW Connect celebrates their 40th anniversary. They had a party at Leducation. Fegerhult has released a sustainability report showing that they are on track for their long-term goals. Lucent announced that they are carbon neutral yet again. This is a UK vendor with self-imposed life cycle and emissions goals. Sonepar has declared their purpose, with long-term corporate goals announced alongside their full-year sales report, with just over $3 billion in total sales. We have a strike going on at the Port of Quebec. Right now, there are temporary replacement workers on the scene, but the union is lobbying for federal anti-scab regulations as we speak. Glamox has secured 4 more contracts on lighting to light offshore wind farms. These are on 3 continents, or 2 oceans, depending on how you want to count that. The United States Postal Service is retrofitting their distro centers, with $9 million spent in El Paso, $8 million in Chattanooga, and $5 million in Fort Wayne. Bulbs.com has partnered with Joel Urgipower on rebates and incentive fulfillment. Hinckley has a new store in Gilbert, Arizona. And Outdoor Lighting Concepts has a new location in Austin, Texas. In legal news, the court has penalized Elite Lighting in their case, in Repco's case, with $280,000 in unpaid commissions. And a Catholic high school in Edgewood, Wisconsin, has been denied an appeal in a lawsuit, with the judge finding that lighting bylaws are not, in fact, religious discrimination. The high school wanted to light their football field, and that's the way they went when they were denied the application. In rep agency updates, Signify's GenLight line will be repped by Old Dominion in Virginia and Sesco in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Eastern Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee. In events news, registration is open for the IALD in Latin Europe. Indoor AgCon was the biggest ever. Booth registration is open for Leducation 2025. A reminder that 100 vendors did not get their booths at 2024, so apply early, apply often. We have a webinar on the 28th for museum lighting controls, and on April 10th to 11th, we have outdoor and street lighting for utilities. This is a series of online talks presented by the EUCI. In IoT news, MW Connect has added Bluetooth for their Bluetooth mesh controls to their products. 2023 was the first year cellular IoT module shipments went down. Philips is adding new features to Hue bulbs via a software update with scheduling and color-changing options. And Lewis and Clark counties will be replacing all of their connected CCTV cameras over cybersecurity concerns. In R&D news, we have a new glowing thing, a jellyfish-derived fluorescent protein that will be used to examine fingerprints on crime scenes. We have a new light therapy for your bones. This is a group of Japanese scientists using visible light to activate bone cell regeneration, which means it could even be good for your teeth. And we have a new device that uses what they are calling blue-yellow opponency for circadian entrainment. This is a new device that flickers between blue and yellow LEDs for better impact on your melatonic response. Oracle Park, home of the Giants, has renovated their field ahead of the season with new LED lighting and a new sound system. In darkness-related news, March 23rd was Earth Hour. That's an hour where people turn their lights off. It's a broader show of solidarity with environmental issues, but sometimes people ask, oh, why don't we have a dark sky hour or a dark sky night? We have one. It's the 23rd. Dark Sky Week is, of course, April 28th, 2nd to 8th. And you can participate locally, probably. Mando in Denmark has been recognized by the DSI as a dark sky space. The Royal Society has published a white paper on changing streetlight schemes and the ecological availability of darkness. Chrono working might fix your sleep. Radiotherapy results, which is to say cancer treatments, improve if matched to circadian rhythms. And multi-mode smart alarms do help you wake up. In Burnaby, BC, the condo tower, a new condo tower's lights just strobed, hit the whole neighborhood with flicker. No one liked it. Sea turtle nesting season officially starts in Florida. Nantucket, Kentucky will be observing Dark Sky Week. And Frankfort, Kentucky will be hosting Dark Sky Hayrides. Ashley Pagnotta at the College of Charleston has begun a residency at the Grand Canyons Observatory. In horticultural news, Hort 3.0 goes into effect at the end of the month. If you have something listed on Hort 2.0, you should have submitted your paperwork on February 2nd. It's going to be delisted. A Spanish hop farm has switched to LED. This farm supplies Estrella Brewery. One Floral is trying LED. This is new Solemn Tech putting to the test at their flower farm in Leamington, Ontario. And Cubic Farm has closed a new round of funding with $2 million in private placements. In recommended reading, we have some recaps from Education from Lighthead, Inside Lighting, and Edison Report, and the Light Directory. Other things you can read on nail.org are, do we really have to flip the light switches when we leave rooms anymore? Do we really? We have the fifth generation of light. We have how much money would you save? Would San Diego, California save if they formed a municipal utility? We have solar for cannabis growth, mushroom farms embracing the IoT. We have net zero cities, how to pick LED tape. We have understanding green ratings. We have smart and adaptable systems prevailing long term. And a case study of relighting Osaka Tower. In local news, we have new efficiency grants in Nebraska. Canada has new grants for First Nations reservations. They're also adding 370 kilometers of power lines into the far north. New Orleans, Louisiana has crafted a master streetlight repair plan. Milwaukee, Wisconsin is planning streetlight repairs as well. Oroville, California is asking for public input on street lighting changes. Bristol, Virginia is beginning to swap their streetlights for LED. Rapid City, South Dakota is moving ahead on carbon plans without state funding. Maricopa, Arizona has $2 million to spend on infrastructure. Morehouse College has been recognized by the DOE. And Hayden Christensen, the fourth best Darth Vader, has flipped the switch on the Empire State Building as part of a lighting ceremony. Normally I don't cover these, but I did get to talk about Star Wars, and that's just for me. Unison is going to be selling MillerKnoll furniture and lighting in Australia and New Zealand. Wholesale UK is switching to LED on the streets. And Mende France has saved 60,000 euros this year after switching to LED, partially 87% of exterior lighting, as well as reducing use between 11 and 6 a.m. In People News, Ozop Energy has appointed Steve Klauber as COO. Evan Sadowski has rejoined Lightline as their regional sales manager. David Maxwell announced his retirement. Bezar Erdener has joined Visual Comfort & Co. as their architectural product lead. Tommy Nichols has been presented with the Showstopper Award. Tommy works for HPL. Quorum & Oxygen has promoted Field Bradford to their sales director. And Mark Needham has been picked as their VP of sales at Kasambi. And a thing you can make is a smart home that you can control with a keyboard. The piano kind of keyboard, if you felt like it. Anyway, I've been Scott Walker. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Thank you to Keystone. Thank you to Lighthead. Thank you to Nailed. And thank you for this music. Enjoy your week. Enjoy some time. Have a good one. You got out under the wheels of the gravy train. Alarm goes off at 5:15 out of your brain. Your personal eclipse has stolen all your light. You wanna put up your gloves and call off the fight. But you can't drag away. Yours and then a little